Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today from Walden Bromley. It's a story about my morning, because every morning I frequent the same coffee shop, breakfast place. I wouldn't so much call it a restaurant, but it is open from 7 to 7 every day, and I get the customary oatmeal. It takes 20 minutes to make because it's made to order, with a side of bananas, a side of strawberries, a touch of brown sugar, coffee black, and a water with lime. They know my order. They know my lunch order as well, because I get the same sandwich, which is turkey with avocado on whole grain bread, nothing else on the bread, and a vegan oat bar or a whole grain muffin. So you know my routine, and if you're interested, I will tell you the name of the restaurant. I might as well tell you the name of the restaurant, which is Clementine, and you can learn more about the restaurant. See, here I am calling it a restaurant when I think of it more as a coffee shop, a breakfast place, a lunch place, but not so much a restaurant. And that term of exclusion, that word of exclusion, is not meant as a criticism. It's just more of a communal atmosphere, and there are regulars, and the regulars have become friends. People I text with, people I have had meetings with, people I have had lunches with, and people I have met outside of Clementine, but ClementineOnline.com. But that's not the reason for this show, because when I was waiting for Clementine to open at 7 a.m., it was approximately 6:57, 6:58, give or take a minute, and I was standing outside, and there was one other man there. He had his iPad out, and he was thumbing his way through a series of pages, and he works for a construction company because he had his van parked right in front of Clementine, and I forget the name of the company, but under the name was the word construction, and we started to talk, and it turns out that he is the head contractor for this construction company, and their clientele is almost exclusively high-end. And by high-end, I mean they build from architectural plans homes that are in the tens of millions of dollars. And in our ensuing conversation, where I showed him my collection of photos from my phone — we both have the same phone, it turns out, an iPhone 6. We were talking about tablets and Apple devices and the Apple Pencil, which I am dying to try and hope will be available for future iterations of the iPhone. I was showing him photos of homes that bore the hashtag, and I use the past tense, bore the hashtag Save the Teardown. That was the term I assigned to these homes, because they were homes that, by every appearance, had a sense of character, that had a sense of taste, that had a sense of space and proportion relative to the lot. And I gave the hashtag Save the Teardown because I could intuit that those homes would not last. They were the holdouts on a street, on several streets, where, unfortunately, a few months hence or a year hence at the latest, those homes, because they had been sold and purchased by someone else, were razed, and instead a monstrosity, an example of bad taste at its extreme, consumed the entirety of the lot. And we talked, this contractor and I was remiss for not getting his name or formally introducing myself and saying, by the way, it's a pleasure to speak with you, or it was a pleasure talking with you. My name is Lewis. I should have done that, but I didn't. And I don't know why I didn't do that. I think I was so engrossed in the conversation and the give and take and listening to his stories as well as telling mine that The oatmeal was finished. The coffee had been consumed. A few sips of water had been taken, and I was on my way. But before I left, before we left, this contractor asked me what I do. And I talked about branding and marketing and content marketing and social media. And, of course, the power, word-of-mouth marketing, because that is so authentic and so sincere. That's the word, sincere. When someone tells you to try a restaurant, to visit a hotel, to book a flight on a particular airline, to consult with a specific physician, to get a seat at a certain concert hall, the sincerity and the passion by which a friend, an acquaintance, a coworker, or a colleague tells you these things has more currency than any one advertisement, any story placement, or any conventional means of exposure, no matter how positive that exposure is. So in the course of this conversation, and in our mutual agreement that word-of-mouth marketing is powerful, it is potent, it is real, it is rare as a result, and all the more forceful because of that, he told me a story about a home that his company had constructed from scratch, from the architectural blueprints. This is a home in Malibu. He showed me snapshots of the home on his iPad, and he told me a story about the roof. And we got to the roof by way of the cabinets, which is to say, in talking about the increasing rarity of expert craftsmanship, expert carpenters, expert electricians, expert tailors, expert mechanics, experts in the restorative art of classic automobiles, craftsmen who have a commitment to excellence. And if it is not done the right way, if it is not done their way, then it is not done, period. So he told me about a cabinet maker that he uses and how that cabinet maker, when he walks into a kitchen or a dining hall for a residential or commercial client, respectively, he can eyeball from a distance up to the millimeter whether that cabinet is on target, spot on, or off target, and thus not up to his standards. And he can be judging his work. He may have been judging his work. He may have been judging someone else's work. But if it's not right, it's done over. Well, the cabinet maker makes cabinets. The roofer, who I don't think has ever met the cabinet maker, because in the course of this conversation, I wasn't told anything about the relationship between the two, and I got the impression that each professional is brought in at a certain stage to do a certain project, and no two craftsmen overlap. Well, he told me the story about the home in Malibu, and he showed me photos, and this was a beautiful example of an all-glass, elegant and simple, but elegant in its simplicity, of this L-shaped home, all glass, facing the Pacific Ocean, just off, or I should say adjacent to, the Pacific Coast Highway, Highway 1, the PCH. And he pointed to the roof and he said, "Do you see that?" And I said, "Yeah, the roof." He said, "Well, there's a story about that." And I said, "By all means." And I had opened my arms. And he said, "We built that roof And about 6 months later, there was a minor leak. The owner had contacted us, and we said we would be right over, and we came within the hour. We had someone that was there, and that person took multiple photographs, recorded everything on his phone, which he emailed the clips, the video clips, to our office. We then made an appointment to come back out 2 days later and get on the roof. And after moving down the ladder and back onto the ground, he said, the owner of this construction company, Ryan, the chief foreman, he said to me, we're not patching that. And for a moment, I was taken aback. We're not going to patch this. We're not going to take responsibility for our own work, or in this case, an error. These were the things that he was thinking about, the queries that were circulating in his mind. And the owner said, we're doing the roof over. And here I thought, this is the chief contractor saying, here I thought we were going to bill this person twice for something that should have been done right the first time. Well, certainly the chief foreman, as he told me, learned very quickly there are values here, there are virtues, and I was too cynical. I was too skeptical, despite 20 years in the business, to understand, and I now know what this construction company symbolizes. He said, oh, we're not going to charge them. We're going to tell the owner right now where the problem is. We're going to tell the owner we could patch it gratis, but that's not what should be done. This is a $14 million home. The roof is $50,000. We're going to replace the roof, period. The owner of the home couldn't believe it. And I said, when I heard the story, I said to this contractor, I said, that $50,000 is worth, at a minimum, $500,000 in new business. And he put the palm of his hand on my left forearm, and he said, $500,000? How about $42 million? And I said, excuse me? He said, that client referred us to three other clients whose homes, the combined value of which is $42 million, because of the roof. The owner told friends and intimates within this circle of, and let's be frank, this circle of the 1% of the 1%, I want you to know something. These builders are not just craftsmen. They're not just experts. The integrity as individuals that they possess is unbelievable. I had a leak in my roof. They identified the spot. They took multiple photographs. They included video clips. They examined it with a forensic approach, and they told me, we're doing it all over again. I couldn't believe it. And they did it, and there is no leak. It's a brand new roof. $50,000. $42 million in business. What does that mean? Word of mouth marketing is so powerful, is the result of so much passion, is so real because it is so sincere. Its strength comes from the words of the people responsible for word of mouth marketing. It is the stuff of legends. Thank you.